This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know why I'm in such a great mood, but it is. This is the best week ever. It's got to be the sunshine, right?
Yeah, especially yesterday was super nice.
Oh, my God. It was almost hot.
Yeah.
Like, I broke a sweat gardening yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was great.
No.
Yeah, oh, my God. My bra got all sweaty. Just kidding, I didn't have it on. Hey, you guys. We should probably do something besides this. Tomorrow, all day.
Oh, yeah.
I want it Wednesday. Tell me why, because we've got tickets all day. Tell me why, because the Backstreet Boys are coming back to the Bay. Tell me why. We've got tickets every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's the whole thing, so I'm not even going to say anymore. All right, face tattoos.
So what I was going to say about this...
Tell me what you
as
think.
As you were saying, Vin, you're going to end up with a... It's a trip to me because I feel like your face... You don't cover your face. So your face is there the whole time. Like, I remember getting pimples as a teenager and thinking, there's nothing I can
if
do...
If only I could wear a balaclava over
this. ...cover this disaster.
If only those were fashionable.
That's happened to me. I just got to walk around with this on me all the time.
Oh, that's the worst, man.
And it's the same with... So a tattoo, I feel like you need to be particularly good-looking for one because you're now attracting people to look
Read
at you
your face.
Even more.
Yeah, right.
And yet, if you're particularly good looking, why would you ruin it with a tattoo?
Yeah.
And I love to, I'm covered in tattoos.
Right.
But the idea that the thing that you can't ever cover is now inked up. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's just.
I won't do it.
I'm trying to think of an instance where I'm like, no, that works. I can't think of one. I don't mind, like, sometimes people have really, I can appreciate art. I can appreciate tattoos as art. And you do sometimes see, like, I hate to say this, I actually kind of like Mike Tyson's tattoos where he's got sort of the tribal stuff, but it kind of comes down onto his face but doesn't cover his face, and it's mostly like a side of the head thing.
He stopped in the nick of time.
He did.
Like, anymore.
So it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, and he's known for it.
And then, you know, someone who has, like, leaves or something lightly peeking out from a hairline or something. Like, okay, all right, I'll give you that. But getting words across your forehead or under your eyes, I just feel like, well, that's that.
And yet, the beauty of the world is that they can do what they
want. And believe me, they'll tell you.
A grown up and you want that, you can go and get, and you can afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Go get that done.
Well, today I have two people that you know who have gotten face tattoos.
I think tattoos are pretty addictive.
Yeah.
So that's one of the issues is that then you're always struggling to balance yourself. I think that's part of it too. You get something and then you're like, oh, but I'm so off. And that's part of it.
Your arms need to weigh the same.
It just feels weird, and you start going, oh, maybe I just need something. That'll
Hold
be the one.
Hold your sleeves up. I love your sleeves. You have some beautiful artwork on the end. You need you need more on the underside of that arm. Let me see the other
one. It'll probably happen.
Yeah, that one's fully done.
And but I don't, so if I get any more, it'll be on my arm, but I'm not really interested in getting a face tattoo.
You got a back one, right?
I do.
And a chest one.
I have two chest ones.
Yeah. We need to tie those together. We need to get some kind of background flowing through there.
I don't know. I usually go a little... I take a break.
Get a full shirt on.
And I don't want to get them in winter when it's surf season because you can't go in the ocean you've gotten a tattoo for 2 weeks.
Oh, boy. That's the end of the world.
But summer comes.
Yeah.
And then I start going, man, I'm bored. Hmm.
And look at this bare spot on my arm.
Yeah. Hmm. I wonder what Grime could do to that.
Yeah.
Grime.
Dirt.
His name's Grime.
Oh, whatever. You say.
Anyway, who
got
a face tattoo?
Two people in the news today with face tattoos. The first one is the beautiful Amber Rose. Amber Rose has a kid with Future, right?
I don't know who she has a kid with.
Wiz Khalifa.
I know her of Kanye West fame.
Yeah.
Isn't she with Kanye
for a long
time?
I don't think she's
got
a kid from him, though.
No,
but she has two kids.
All right. Wiz Khalifa was the one.
Yes, Wiz Khalifa.
Right.
So they have a 7-year-old together, and the kid's name is Sebastian Taylor Thomas. And she just had a baby with her boyfriend, Alexander A.E. Edwards, in October. That's his handle, I guess. So she had that baby. And then, what is his name?
Alexander, you just said.
No. Alexander A.E. Edwards is the husband.
Oh.
Sorry, is the father.
Oh.
Not the husband, the boyfriend. The new baby's name is / Electric Alexander Edwards. / Electric.
Okay.
So she got across her forehead, bash and slash. Bash for Sebastian. Slash for the kid's name is Slash. Bash and Slash. Right across her forehead. She's beautiful. And she often has incredibly... Oh, there you go. There it is in color. It's really high on her... they're big. Those are inch-tall letters.
It's right on her hairline.
Right on her hairline. So she could pull a wig over that, I guess. Or, I don't know, let her hair grow out a little bit. But she, right now, she's been... I've seen her bald. I've seen her with hair. Right now, she's got sort of a bleach blonde, tight, super tight fro over the top.
You know, when you hang, like, in that picture by yourself...
Or is she bald? What am I looking at there?
No, that's... To me, that looks like very short blonde hair.
Okay.
I can't.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But she's got right across her forehead for the world to see, bash and slash. Yeah. But they're her kids, and who's going to fight with her about that?
I would argue your kids don't need to be on your forehead.
Yeah.
You could have put that on your wrist.
Sure. But on the arch of your foot, even. Walk on your kids'
I'd even say right there on the top of your hand
sure.
if you really want
one
it
on
exposed.
One on each, bash
right.
and slash. I mean, they're great names, but your forehead.
It's... But, you know, I was just going to say, if you hang out with, and she does, all these inked up celebrities, that looks like nothing compared to what they've done
right.
tattoo-wise. So,
you remember that?
She'll fit right in.
Remember that chick that...
At the bank, it's
yeah.
a problem.
Well, put on a baseball cap.
But she
Although, maybe she hasn't... Maybe
she's never going to work
right.
at the bank.
Sure, that's true. She's going to do her slut walks and... She's all the no slut shaming. The chick who cheated with Jesse James on Sandra Bullock.
Sinners.
Kat Von D.
Pray for us sinners.
In huge block letters across her forehead. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Pray
that
for
seems
us
like a lot of words.
Pray for sinners. Or Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
What was that chick's name?
Sluts McGee? I don't know.
Something McGee. I remember that.
I think that might have been the nickname we gave her.
Bombshell McGee.
Bombshell McGee.
Bombshell McGee. What's that say? You just had the picture up. What does it say on her forehead?
Man, I gotta zoom in.
I think it says "Pray for us sinners."
Well, it's in. Those are 3-inch letters. I mean, she is.
She covered her whole forehead.
She did. She puts her bangs across it sometimes, but it's still. Is it hard to see?
It's hard to make out. I mean, I can. Yeah, I think it does say "Pray for us sinners."
I mean, it looks like she's got a blue net pulled down over her face. She has a ton of work done, though. I don't know, the face tattoo. So anyway, hairline, inch-tall letters for Amber Rose. For Presley Gerber, do you know who Presley Gerber is?
It sounds like, and I wouldn't have known this had Kaya Gerber not been in the news recently, but it must be Kaya Gerber's sister?
It's Kaya Gerber's brother, Presley Gerber is the son of Cindy Crawford and that Randy Gerber guy who's friends with George Clooney.
Boy, so, that kid's grown up, huh?
Let me see if it says how old he is. 20. Is he the eldest and Kaya is like 18 or 17? I think he's older than her. He's 20 and he is, he's misunderstood. And he wants you to know it by writing misunderstood across his face under his eye. It's small. And he's clearly got other tattoos. Even in this one shot, I can see it. But it's bold, man. He's got a face tattoo. Here it is. He has gotten misunderstood permanently inked.
Oh, he's a good-looking kid, too.
On his right cheek. Here's what the internet had to say about it. Are face tats becoming an in thing? Sweet Jesus, the only thing misunderstood is that tattoo. You just ruined your canvas. Another person said, are you really that misunderstood? Having all the money at your disposal is never a good thing in life. You must be so bored. A third one said they were comparing him to Jared Leto's Suicide Squad Joker. And Moore asked what his parents might think of the ink.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think the giant diamond in his ear is real?
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
That is a giant diamond.
Yeah, he's...
That's bigger than the diamond in my wife's ring.
I don't know what... I'm guessing that this is a very expensive beanie hat that he's got on there. I'm guessing that I can't afford this hoodie he's wearing. He's got tattoos, and here's his hand, too.
No,
like, you can see the tattoos.
He's
got tattoos all over him.
I'm not against tattoos. I really am not.
He is a good-looking kid.
But he's a good-looking dude, and this is
just the start. You know right. This is just the start. He's going to be unrecognizable.
Well,
he's going to cover his whole damn face up, and maybe that's what he wants.
I want to be my own person. Now he's off-center, and he's going to be like, I need to get something on the other side.
Mm. Speaking of people living their lives the way they want to, doing what they want, got a little more information on the John Peters, Pamela Anderson marriage and breakup.
Yeah.
Can you play the George Bush version of the you can't get fooled again?
Can't get fooled again. Oh, boy. Just gives and gives.
I know. It's so good. That's what John Peters is saying this morning.
What do you mean?
He has...
He doesn't know the sayings he's saying either?
Well, he added his own line to it.
Oh.
There's no fool like an old fool.
Oh. Oh, so he's saying he's stupid. He married Pammy. And it was his mistake, and he
got
regrets
used.
It. Oh, he got used?
She had $200,000 in debt that he paid off for her when they got married.
What is that? Like
he says, basically,
give me all your bills before we head to the altar?
That's what it sounds like. He says that his marriage to her went bust after he paid off some of the broke actress's debts. He said, there's no fool like an old fool. John Peters is a 74. He's actually started as a hairstylist.
Right.
And I want to say it was Barbara Streisand who sort of took him under her wing and made him producer on things. And he wound up being a Hollywood bigwig.
That's a big jump.
Last week, some source told... So he's refuting a lot of the stuff that we've been told in this whole thing. I guess Page Six reported from a source that he had asked Pamela to marry him on a whim, but that within a day and a half, she realized she'd made a terrible mistake and that Peters was too controlling. Peters says, everything they told you was a lie, including even that he asked Anderson to marry him. He said that Anderson, 52, proposed to him in a text. He says, needless to say that when she texted me that she wanted to get married, it was kind of a dream come true, even though I was engaged to someone else and the lady was moving in. I dropped everything for Pam. She had about $200,000 in bills and no way to pay it. And I paid it. And this is the thanks I get. There's no fool like an old fool.
What do you mean the thanks he... Didn't she marry him?
She... For a couple days, yeah.
Oh, and then she walked out is what he's saying.
You know, let me get through
okay,
this story
sorry.
And you tell me. He actually says he's the one who said no, that we got to get out of this at 9 days in. They secretly tied the knot in a Malibu ceremony. January 20th, that's right, people. We're talking about a marriage that began and ended 20 days ago? 22 days ago? Then they announced February 1st that they were splitting. A source previously said Anderson felt she had foolishly jumped into the marriage because her heart was too open from a recent spiritual cleanse in India. Peter says he told Anderson that they were over in a text. There's a lot more to the story, says Peters. But I think the text is self-explanatory. He attached a copy of what he wrote, Dear Pammy, to tell her that they were through. These past 9 days have been a beautiful, amazing love fest. But this whole marriage thing with lawyers' debt.
Love fest.
Lawyers' debt and Jasmine has scared me. Jasmine refers to what the Miami Herald is calling a new racy lifestyle website. It's Jazmin. Can you look that up?
Heck yeah. What's up with this?
He says... these past 9 days have been a beautiful, amazing love fest, but this whole marriage thing with lawyers, debt, and Jasmine has scared me. It made me realize that at 74, I need a simple, quiet life and not an international love affair.
How did you spell it again?
Jazmin. A new, racy lifestyle website. Peters says it borders on porn and says Anderson's been getting her money from it for the past year.
Is it jasmine.com?
I guess so.
I went to jasmine.pk is what comes up first, and it's a clothing site.
That could be it.
It's not
saying it covers a variety of topics from skincare to diet to exercising. He says, I've worked my whole life to try to make something for myself, and that was very, very concerning to me. It said of her ties to the site. Yeah, if it's borderline porn, it's probably not the clothing site. In his text to Anderson, he said, I thought building an empire together would be fun, but I was wrong. I was a simple guy. I am a simple guy who loves my kids. I don't want to fly back and forth to Canada.
It is live sex cam shows.
Oh, my God.
It's actually live Jasmine. Oh, wait.
Oh.
But that's with the S, right?
Yeah, that's with an S. That's not the one.
Hmm. Look at the Miami Herald and search their thing and see if they, because that's who reported it. He says, I don't want to fly back and forth to Canada. As beautiful as that place is, I don't like traveling. I'm sorry. I still want you to be in my movie. This will be an amazing breakthrough for you. It's called Private Dancer. He said, I can love you by giving you a new career. We need a couple weeks to detune. Then we can talk. I love you, JP. P.S. I've built a financial empire over the last 50 years that I've left all to my kids. It's something that's very private and personal to me. The thought of lawyers going through my business makes me want to throw up. I need a break, some time to think. I do love you, but I don't know how people get together when there's so much energy around the couple.
How people manage that is a trip.
He paid all her bills.
Well, that part, I mean, if he's as rich as I think he is, paying that $200,000 was nothing.
Right.
But I can see where he's probably thinking, I need to protect what money I've promised to my kids from a new wife who's just entered the deal.
Uh-huh.
I can see that being really scary.
Yeah.
One of the things that I thought about when I went and got that trust done was if I go, I want to make sure whatever I have goes to my kids.
Right.
Not to
some
the
other,
new
kids
husband
or whatever.
And the new whatever that. And that sounds weird, but that's how that happens.
Yeah.
A person gets into a new relationship and they have a new commitment to a new person, and now you're caught.
Right.
How do you tell this new person, I'm sorry, I'm
that
not going to be able to cover your financial future because my kids, I've already, it's a trip.
Yeah.
So I can see where he'd find himself going, wait a minute. If I kick right now, Pam gets all my dough?
Well, I'm sure he's got it set up.
Does he, though? That's why he probably freaked out.
Well, he's saying that it's set for his kids and that he doesn't want lawyers combing through all this stuff trying to set up something for her.
Well, that's how that works, is you end up in a lawsuit, mm-hmm. The new wife says.
Yeah. Let's see. I have time for a little bit more here.
So it actually is with an S, Jasmine. Do you have is it page 6 you have as a source?
No. It's Miami Herald,
yeah,
but it can be whatever.
So page 6 has it with a Z, and I clicked on the link, and it goes to the Miami Herald where it has it with an S.
Okay.
And so here I am, and it looks like a kind of a mock-up of Instagram in a sense. Like there's these stories on the top.
Is Pam all over it?
No. There's a bunch of
They're cam girls.
No, they're not. They're just, it looks like
Are
Instagram.
You sure? That one chick looked naked.
No, nobody's naked. I mean, maybe in a bikini.
Oh, they're all super cute.
Well, you might be able to. This is one of the trippy things is you might be able to meet someone in a private room where whatever goes down is between you two. And if the price is right, maybe it gets dirty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done that stuff. I fear...
It's tempting, though.
Like, the minute you do something like that, you're just...
They're filming you with your camera?
Well, no, that your credit card goes on a run and you're caught.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Well, I was in a room with some lady, I don't know, doing stuff to myself, and then...
Is that cheating? I don't know.
Yeah, who wants that? No, thanks.
The Texas Strip Club, speaking of...
Where the lady fell off the pole.
This is, she climbed to the top of a 15-foot pole and really slammed down onto the ground. If you didn't get a chance to check out that footage yesterday, I don't know, maybe you were at work or something, it is worth a second. It's a horrendous fall. She came crashing down from a 15-foot pole. The Texas Strip Club, where she had this accident, says it's her fault for climbing up to the top. I mean, having a 15-foot pole might be part of the problem, but...
No, you can't... What?
The CEO says that they didn't tell her to make the climb. This chick's name is Janaea Sky. The video went viral after she seriously injured herself over the weekend. She fell from they call it a two-story pole, 15 feet, on the main stage of Ecstasy. Oh, there it is again.
Oh, God, she really
She's
does.
Doing
she...
a very difficult move up there, though.
Way
upside
high.
Upside down.
Yeah, way high.
Yeah. Well, then she falls the 15 feet, lands on her face and her hip, and and then she starts twerking. Like, she's like, no, everything's fine. Everything's okay. I didn't just break my jaw, lose a bunch of teeth.
God, that is a butt. We call that in the skateboarding world a body slam.
Oh, she really hits hard.
That is
hard.
A body slam.
So the club says that was an accident. There's no plans to remove the stripper poles. They're saying, no, we like those. She says she fractured her jaw, sprained her ankle, and cracked some teeth in the fall. She has undergone some surgeries.
Already,
injuries.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, this happened over the weekend, so what is it, Tuesday? I guess, you know, they'd probably get right on it if they had set your jaw.
Yeah.
The club is looking into helping her financially. She's not a full-time employee, so it's not like she would get workers' comp, he says, the spokesman for the club. Unclear if she has health insurance. Maybe. This guy is saying, oh, she should worry about her health first and money second. Anyway, the club's position. Entertainers choose their own routine, and as a company, they exercise no control over a dancer's art form. So if they fall, it's on them. You pole dance at your own risk.
If you notice, when J-Lo, and I barely watched her performance, but she had people with their hands underneath her when she was on that pole. Did you see that?
You don't want J-Lo falling and hurting herself.
Well, that's maybe you need to consider hiring some people for your performance.
And maybe take the pole down to 8 feet.
They just don't need to climb all the way to the top.
Well, they want to do
pole,
their thing.
That pole, it looks like, is actually from the floor to the ceiling, which I would imagine secures it.
Right, probably.
So
15 feet.
She climbed.
Put a little platform up there that she can't get past. Hang some lights from it.
Really?
Something. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing.
Some kind of gator to keep you from going above it.
You know. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The most romantic place in the world to propose.
Oh.
Where could it be?
I don't know. Oh. I can't even imagine.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.